Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. Mr. Chair, I take the floor to exercise my right of reply to address the baseless allegation made by the representatives of the United States regarding Iran today. It is regrettable that, as a non-compliant state party to its obligation, including JCPOA, the United States continues to level unfounded accusations against my country. The United States, with its numerous instances of non-compliance with disarmament and non-proliferation instruments, lacks the moral authority to accuse other states' parties and call for their compliance with disarmament and non-proliferation regimes. In addition to its support for Saddam Hussein's regime during Iraq's chemical attack against Iran and its efforts to conceal Saddam's atrocities, the United States itself has a record of non-compliance with international instruments, including, first, failing to meet its legally binding obligation under Article 6 of the NPT. Second, historically using weapons of mass destruction, including the nuclear bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Third, continuing the vertical and horizontal proliferation of nuclear weapons against the clear letter and spirit of the NPT, so to persistently undermining the validity and credibility of the treaty. Fourth, engaging in nuclear sharing with non-nuclear weapon states parties to the NPT in Europe, which contradicts its obligation under the NPT and the final documents of the NPT review conferences. Fifth, withdrawing from numerous bilateral and multilateral disarmament and armed control agreements. Sixth, violating UN Security Council resolution, including Resolution 2231, and pressuring other UN member states to violate the provisions of the same resolution, contrary to the principle of the United Nations Charter. Seventh, imposing unilateral coercive measures as a means of political and economic pressure against other states, undermining the growing need for resolving issues through multilateral diplomacy while continuing to offer its military assistance and political support to Israel regime, violating the international law. Eighth, obstructing negotiations at the multilateral processes under regional and international processes, including its opposition to the 2015 NPT Review Conference outcome document, as well as the ongoing UN Conference on Establishing a Middle East Zone Free of Weapons of Mass Destruction. Mr. Chair, we call on the United States to stop lying and continuing its detrimental role in the Middle East and the international arena. With its dark background of breaching international law, and especially the NPT and its review conferences, obligations and commitments, the U.S. has no moral ground on preaching Iran. We categorically reject all those unsubstantiated allegations against Iran by the United States and others, including France and Japan, and we call them to be accountable and adhere to their legally binding obligations. Mr. Chair, regarding the statement made by the representative of the Iraq on behalf of the Arab group, I would like to remind it that the safety of the Bushehr power plant has been certified not only by the National Nuclear Safety Regulatory of Iran, but also confirmed by the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. Therefore, there is no room for any concern about its safety. To demonstrate a fair and sincere approach, they should focus on the ambitious atomic projects and related concerns in their countries and adhere to their long-standing commitment in the field of safeguards. Furthermore, Chair, it should be highlighted that acceding to any international treaty requires the free consent of related states, and no other factor, including political pressure, can be admissible. I thank you, Chair.